Should someone who's suffering from dementia face trial over historic sex abuse allegations? There's been furious debate after the CPS in England decided not to prosecute Lord Janner, the Labour peer. The Crown Prosecution Service admitted the allegations were extremely serious and that there was enough evidence to proceed in charges relating to nine people. But because Lord Janner suffers from severe dementia, court proceedings would not be in the public interest. Now, Leicestershire Police, very, very rare that they would comment, but they have, and they've said it is the wrong decision. His family are insisting that Lord Janner is entirely innocent of any wrongdoing. Luke Eatos, solicitor, legal editor of Spiked Online, with us this morning. Morning to you, Luke.
Good morning.
Really interesting case, this. What's your take on it?
Well, I think the reaction to the decision of the Director of Prosecution has really exposed how barbaric and divorced from reality the current atmosphere around sexual cases has become. This is a man who has no hope of giving any instructions to his lawyers, no prospect of success of challenging the case against him. He is effectively being invited to stand at the sidelines and watch as a show trial unfolds about events which took place decades ago. I just think this has become utterly barbaric and ludicrous.
Well, the fact that it's decades ago isn't relevant, is it? It's whether there is enough evidence that a fair trial could proceed and whether there's a likelihood of a conviction.
But we know from the CPS decision that a fair trial could not proceed. Four separate doctors have declared him unfit to plead. There are some people who are suggesting that he should take part in what's known as a fitness to plead hearing. But the idea that you would do that is utterly bizarre. There would be no point in having any fitness to stand trial hearing because there is no hope of him ever offending again. This is a man who is no longer a threat to society, a man who is utterly dependent on the people around him. The idea that we would put him through some kind of, you know, what would effectively be a show trial in order to basically give some kind of credence to what the complainants are saying, I think is utterly, utterly wrong.
Well, is it credence to what the complainants are saying or is it justice?
It's the opposite of justice. It's not concerned with getting at the truth. In order to get at the truth, you have to challenge what the complainants are saying. It needs to go through the rigour of objectivity that normal criminal proceedings imply.
So alleged victims, Luke, don't have a right to have their day in court?
Well, victims do have a right to have their day in court. But the point of the day in court is not to merely validate what they are saying. It's to challenge what is being said by complainants. And it's also important that the defendant has their day in court in order that they be given the opportunity to clear their name. There is no possibility that Lord Janner will be able to have his day in court. He has no prospect of clearing his name because he's not even capable of understanding the allegation against him. So this is actually about the opposite of justice. Calls to have him tried are about something completely distinct from justice and objectivity. It's about confirming what they are saying in a sort of ceremonial show trial. It has nothing to do with the truth whatsoever.
So let me read to you what the Assistant Chief Constable from Leicestershire Police has said. He says, "I'm extremely worried about the impact the decision not to prosecute him will have on those people who came forward. More widely," he says, "I'm worried about the message this decision sends out to others, both past and present, who have suffered and are suffering sexual abuse. We're exploring what possible legal avenues there may be to challenge this decision." And he has said that he believes the decision is wrong.
Well, such are the dangerous times that we live in, where chief police officers firstly feel fit and competent to comment on the judgment of the Crown Prosecution Service, but secondly, to use a prosecution to, quote, send a message to other people in wider society. That is not the purpose of the justice system. The purpose of the justice system is to find out the truth about what people allege. Now, we've seen this actually more and more, that prosecutions are really being used to spread a particular message about contemporary society's attitude towards sexual abuse. I think that's extremely dangerous. We are losing sight of the purpose of the entire justice system.
Here's Chris and Derry. Morning, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead, Chris. What do you think?
No, I totally agree with the police force's stance on this. The CPS are wrong. I would say take the matter to court. Let the families have their day in court. And let the judge take the mitigating circumstances.
But how can you take this matter to court, Chris, when the defendant is incapable of defending himself, is also incapable of giving any evidence?
Well, that would be for the defence team and the judge to make a decision on that. But certainly think that the victims...
But the decision's already been made on that, hasn't it? Four, as Luke says, four doctors have determined that he's incapable of representing himself.
And whilst he can't, his defence team can to a certain degree, and I certainly do believe that the victims have a right to see justice done and allow the judge to make the decision.
But for example, how does Lord Janner instruct his legal team about what actually happened? How does he deny it? How does he give his accounts of what happened if he's incapable of doing so?
Well, that's a valid point, but, you know, the victims, the injured parties, they need
alleged,
to have their voice heard.
Alleged injured parties.
Well, yes, I take that on board, but I do believe that they too need to have their day in court and allow the judge to make the decision. You know, whatever defence the defence team put forward, and obviously it'll be a huge mitigating circumstance, that they, you know, the suspect would have as part of his defence, and allow the judge to make that. At least the families have their day in court.
You know, if I load this with emotive language, Chris, right? Just to try to make a point. Can you imagine if someone was in intensive care, incapable of defending themselves, whether a court case should continue against them in that circumstance? You wouldn't want it to happen, would you? You'd want to wait until they could speak for themselves, surely.
Yes, if the possibility is that person will be eventually be able to speak for themselves, then that's fine. But if that's not going to be, that's not going to happen in the foreseeable future, then something, you know, some form of court hearing should be heard. And again, the judge or the magistrate in charge of the case takes that
okay.
You know, the lack of evidence.
All right. Listen, it's an interesting discussion to have. Look, thank you. We're out of time this morning. Chris, thank you.